T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Ryan Recker, Overnight America, and time for...
Tell me something good.
All right, here it is. You got something good you'd like to share with us? 314-436-7900. Or better yet, you may be anywhere in the United States right now. You can call the 800 number, 800-925-1120. Go ahead and let us know something good that happened to you. Maybe you were at the holiday radio show earlier tonight, or maybe you even listened to it and you enjoyed it. It was so fun. Maybe that's something good you'd like to talk about. Could be anything really in your life. There could be someone right now listening here in St. Louis that this actually affected. So Jeffrey Harrison purchased a $20 scratcher at the Schnucks on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton. $20 scratcher, ended up winning the max $5 million prize. Jeffrey, congratulations to you, man. My new best friend. Now, so he claimed this thing, one of two $5 million prizes available in the game. The remaining prize of the game can be found at MOLottery.com or the Missouri Lottery app. Lucky St. Louis resident now. Missouri's what they say, according to KMOV, the 508th millionaire. I don't know that for sure. That's kind of cool, isn't it? I didn't know you can get $5 million winner on a scratcher. Man, the odds must be so low on that. You think that Jeffrey nearly passed out when he saw that? If I were just, let's just say it's like Christmas time and my parents normally throw a couple dollar scratchers or whatever in the stocking when I was growing up. Yeah, I'd be in high school like, oh, this will be fun. Here's $5 and $1 scratchers or whatever. And I'd never win anything. The most I may have won is a $5 off of one of these things. The most. Never won anything above $10, let's say, or even $20, let alone the top prize. So I always enjoyed scratching it, and it was always a good feeling. I don't think I would believe it. You want to know why, too? Even the losers, my mom would say, okay, let me look them over. She'd look through and make sure I didn't read them wrong or whatever. So the same thing would happen even if I would have won. I would have handed it over, and you know what would have happened? It would have been, oh, you know what? I don't believe you won. Let's go look this over. Well, congratulations to Jeffrey. That's actually really cool. The other day, I swear, I was on Friday. I was driving after my wife popped her tire hitting the curb. I was going to go to put the spare on, and I was driving, and there's some dude standing on a bridge scratching off a lottery ticket. And I thought, man, that guy's got a story. I wonder if that was Jeffrey. Probably not. It wasn't the same area, but you know, who knows? Here's a story from the Daily Mail. Teaching assistant Lauren Smith. She was 27 years old. She was driving her Ford Ka. K-A? Is that how you say it? I've never heard of a Ford Ka. Maybe that's a weird type of car. But so she's over in the UK and has a seizure while behind the wheel with her 8-year-old boy in the car. 8 years old. You know what he did? Quick thinking boy grabs the steering wheel, drives the mother's car while she suffered a seizure while driving. Her hands started to shake. She started gripping the wheel, started smashing, maybe scraping onto the central divider that was in the road. Pretty scary. The 8-year-old leapt from the passenger seat, took hold of the wheel, guided the out-of-control car across two lanes, safely onto the grass next to the hard shoulder during the mom's seizure. There were some other people that were around. They pulled over. They knew something was wrong immediately, and they went to go help this poor person. Footage of the car, there's one person that had a dash cam showed it. You can actually find it online if you do a quick search for Lauren Smith dash cam video or whatever. The driver could be heard saying, something's wrong. The Ford Ka comes into the view. Miss Smith was rushed to the hospital, had emergency services carried out and some other emergency tests that were there. But, oh, what a scary moment. How many 8-year-olds would jump in and take the wheel? I think most would be locked up. They wouldn't know what to do. Right? I feel like an 8-year-old would barely put their head up from their smartphone or whatever. Oh, here's a picture of the Ford Ka. It looks like a tiny car. There's, yeah, it's like a 2-door It almost looks like a larger golf cart, enclosed golf cart. It's a super small car. Let's see. Ford Ka Plus. So they're little hatchback cars. Yeah, I've seen little cars like this. This is essentially what you hope you don't get if you go get a rental. You ever go to a rental and they'll jam you in the smallest car they can possibly find because you're trying to get a value car? This seems like the smallest you'd be able to go. Well, good for this 8-year-old thinking quick, grabbing the mom steering wheel and guiding the car to safety after all of that. She said about 4 or 5 people in a van came rushing over to check if we were okay. She had no memory of the previous 24 hours before that happened. She described her son as a hero for his bravery. I'm so grateful, she says. And I've been telling him over and over again, what you did was amazing. You literally are a lifesaver. She also realizes that maybe he doesn't understand how big of a deal he is right now. That's awesome to me. That's a good story. One more tell me something good story. And if you have one, I'd like to hear it. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. This comes from a French newspaper, and it's not all rioting over in France right now. This is what police are starting to do. So if they have to go and seize stolen items and they can't find who the owner is, I don't know why we don't do this here in St. Louis or anywhere else for that matter. It could be any local city listening right now. So they take this stolen property where they can't locate the owners. No one comes to claim it. And they take these video game consoles, right? They're popular, the PlayStation 4s or whatever it is. As opposed to them being destroyed or going up for auction or whatever it is, they donate them to local children's hospitals so they can play video games to pass the time while they're in there. And interestingly enough, the local children's hospitals take them with open arms. Of course they would. Now, they don't always have the nicest things there, right? Sometimes they need this little stuff. I think this is a great collaboration. I don't know why we don't do more things like this, but maybe this type of program's already happening. If it is, big thumbs up to anyone that thought to do that. If not, maybe we could try something like this. I don't know how often a video game system is commandeered or whatever, or let's say it's a stolen piece of property and no one comes forward. Or like, let's look at what happened with this giant rash of car break-ins that we had, and the police are filling up entire rooms full of items that they have no idea who they belong to. You know, if you didn't fill out some sort of form to say your car had these items stolen or you don't come forward with it, they got to do something with it instead of going up for auction. Let's give it to the children's hospital. I love that idea. All right, do you have a good story you'd like to share? 314-436-7900. Coming up to, there's a story out of an India wedding that absolutely went bonkers. I don't think I've ever seen this, but I totally understand it. It's Overnight America, KMOX. What a special night we had with Kevin Kleen's holiday radio show, Ask Your Mother. Oh, was that fun? Oh, it was just awesome. Really was. Thanks to everyone that made it out. I'm still wearing the flannel that my wife had to go out and buy for me because I've always refused to wear flannel. I don't like plaid. I don't like flannel. So the wife was eager to go out and buy me a shirt when I told her that I needed one for the holiday radio show and only Kevin Kleen would have put me in one of these things. It's pretty comfortable, I got to admit. Feels cozy. It's like you keep touching my shirt like, ooh, this feels nice. You know what I don't understand? The people that have flannel sheets, how do you find that comfortable? Normally, you have a soft sheet, something that's nice and cozy, but you put flannel in there. You must be cold all the time, either that, but just that material sleeping on it, it just seems too rough to sleep on. It's too dense for me to want to sleep on something like this. I don't know. It seemed like most people like it. Some people like it. I don't know. Oh, how about this? Kevin calling in. Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, good evening, Ryan. Well, welcome, and I'm glad it was a great success down there tonight.
Yeah, it was good seeing you at the holiday radio show. What'd you think?
Oh, it was a pleasure. It was really well balanced and very well done. It was, to me, it was better this go around than last year's show.
Yeah, I thought so too. It just felt more fun. And I thought that the cast had more fun doing it too. It was just a good time.
Yes, it was. And especially all those, you know, young ones, you know, who were his children that was. But I think they made actually a wonderful appearance. At
those kids were so fun. Funny, weren't they? Oh, yeah. Were they so funny. I'm going to replay that in the next hour. in the 2 o'clock hour here, the confession of the kids where they were confessing their sins to the priest before they go on.
By the way, I took off the photo that we took early because it didn't look right to me, and my mom kind of messed it up. But, yeah. You know, my mom is like in her upper 70s, so it's hard for her to recognize how to operate these phones. So.
Well, she can learn.
So there's always a next time. There's always a next time we can, you know, get a better one.
Get a crash course next time. you got to teach your mom how to do that sort of thing. I'm sure she...
Yeah, I know. She's just not used to this new phone era stuff just yet.
I got to say... I was chuckling because she was trying to figure out your smartphone, and she had it backwards, and she had the camera in her eye like she was holding it up like an old, like a disposable camera. Oh, man. And so we can see the screen of a close-up of her eye, and she couldn't figure out why she couldn't see anything in it. I got to say, that was kind of funny. But you can teach her. That is probably an afternoon task for you.
Well, I guess it's worth a try if I have extra time over time. I do help them out a lot because I just recently put a brand new LED, a smart TV, and entertainment center helped to put it together that they couldn't do on themselves. And I told them I'd be nice enough to help them put it together and all the connections, and I did. So it saved them some extra money doing that.
Do they like it?
Yeah, it's a nice addition, nice 49-inch TV. Very good, and a lot better than their old ones. They were still stuck with those old classic heavy tube box TVs, you know, and they were just getting out of, you know, out of style.
You know, I tried to do that.
Go to the new way. This new way is much more better. You can see all your programming much better, wider, see the full screen of the show. You need to go to the new era version.
I tried to do that with my grandma before she passed. She refused to upgrade anything. She only wanted the old tube TVs. She only wanted the old rotary phones. Just would refuse to go and do any upgrade. Okay.
Hey, I got a story.
Yeah.
I got a story I was listening to while you were talking during the last hour, and I was hearing something about the Mexican wall border. I kind of figured out a question here. If we are putting up the Mexican wall, which I think is going up, but if it stays up, will it stay up through the next presidency, or will the new next presidency, that is the next president of the United States, will have the right to take it down?
Oh, I don't think they would take it down. I think the bigger threat would be starting construction and then halting it if there was someone else that got in the office.
Firstly, I hope it holds up.
Yeah, I don't see them ever taking it down. That would be very unlikely. I don't think that would be the case. Why do you think they would build it and then remove it?
Exactly, and plus that would be kind of silly too. And plus, there would be a lot of money at stake. You know, it's already costing to put it up, and now you know when you take it down, that's like, you know, throwing money away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why would you take it down if you put it back up? But there's a lot of, you know, ifs and nots and do's, and you're hearing all these stories on the news already saying, well, people don't like it going up. People do like it going up. So but what's really the best decision? We don't know, but I think the best decision is just leave it up anyway.
Well, if they can, they got to get to that point first. Who knows?
Right.
All right, Kevin. Good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in.
Hey,
and it was good seeing you earlier.
Hey, I got one more nice thing to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I just want to say to everybody who work at the GameWorks studio and all you guys hard effort worked at the Sheldon for this radio holiday play, and I hope that they keep up the best work and bring this on again next year, and hopefully Kevin Kling does not retire anytime soon like you said earlier. And this is always a great, wonderful success, but maybe over time if the audience grows, it might move into a new location, but I don't think it's necessary right now. But all these people in the radio industry make a hard effort doing this and take their time and initiative to do this. That's wonderful that you guys do this. And a classic tradition every year. The people are always friendly, and you yourself as well. You like to keep it going. And it's just wonderful to see you guys, you know, for the holidays, you know, doing like this for an audience.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, from your experience from the audience, it looked like we were almost a full house, but from just looking from the stage, it looked like pretty much every seat was taken. Could you tell from where you were?
Well, I was sitting on top in the balcony about, you know, four rows up.
Yeah.
And it looked like to me it was pretty full.
Yeah,
pretty
good.
Crowded.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. All right. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you for sharing that.
Hey, same to you, and Merry Christmas coming up, and I'll have the best of luck when I go to New Year's weekend to Tennessee.
Awesome. Yes, have safe travels, please. All right, have a great night. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that was fun. Yeah, Kevin was there. I waited around, and he came up, and we were able to chat a little bit. And his mom, I got to say, I I understand technology is not for everyone, especially if you don't know how to use it. But she was holding the smartphone like you would an old classic camera, but she had it backwards. So the screen was facing us, and she was putting her eye where the camera slot would have been. So we kept seeing the zoom in of her eye. But she was such a sweetheart, and she got it. She got it. It's such a weird thing. If you've never held a smartphone like that before, it's such a weird thing. You know, how do you explain that? You ever think about these things? You wonder if you were to travel back in time. Let's say you pulled a Marty McFly and you go back to like 1955 and you're in an area and you have your smartphone in your pocket. Like, what would you do? Like, how would you use that as a way to convince people that you're from the future as opposed to, oh, I don't know, some sort of alien or whatever? It's an interesting thought. I wanted to get to a few more stories. Kevin brought this up. Those kids were so good at the holiday radio show. The kids were a big part of the play. I think it was Debbie Monterey's kids and Tom Ackerman's kids that were there. And I don't know if Chris Mice-Hill's kids were there too. There was a couple of other, they're a little bit older, but I think I saw them just backstage because they were talking to Chris. And then I don't know who the other kids were, but still, oh, it was so cool. And they were up on, they did such a wonderful job with the script. They were funny. There were so many people that were funny. The crowd was laughing at her jokes. I could get used to that. People laughing at my jokes. Every time I'm back home at the house, my wife don't laugh at my jokes anymore. She rolls her eyes. Ugh. She gives me one of those. I get that a lot. Then my son will go, Daddy, you're funny. And that's it. But there's not really a laugh. He'll just acknowledge if something was funny. We like being goofy together, I guess. Guess whose birthday it is today? Oh, big birthday.
Keith Richards turned 75 today. Known for more than a hard partying rock and roll lifestyle, he uses a unique open tuning that's really all his own. Distinctive style of syncopated chords heard on Start Me Up. Known for those electro riffs, Richards plays acoustic guitar on a lot of the Rolling Stones tracks, including Play With Fire.
Well, you've got your diamond.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Oh, man. Isn't that good? I tell you, Keith Richards, one of the greats. 75. I never would have guessed. I would have guessed he was 85. Man, he looks rough. It's always the joke in rock and roll. He is the one that's lasted the longest, and no one can understand how. There's a story out of the Daily Mail. A wedding day ended in chaos. I'm looking at pictures of this. How insane is this? There was a wedding that ended in chaos as guests fought each other when they ran out of food. Video from the event in India shows dozens of guests fighting each other and launching chairs across the courtyard. Women and children can be seen trying to hold back their men who completely went in disarray there. One man angrily, you can see in the video, throwing plates. One man was grabbing dishes and arming himself with a empty foil tray as if he was using it as a Captain America shield because they ran out of food and everyone was hungry. Women waving their arms are trying to escape and get out of this. I have been to some weddings before. One of the worst things ever is waiting to eat after the wedding and they're taking a million photos in between that time. During our wedding, when my wife and I got married, we did all the photos before the wedding. So we only had to do the photos of the things you do after you're married, you know, the kissing photos and stuff like that after the wedding. And we just took a couple of photos with the photographer and then we headed over to the hall. And that was it. We've been to weddings where we've had to wait like 2 or 3 hours before the bride and groom show up. Oh, was that miserable. The one we went to, the church in the venue where they held the meal afterwards was about 40-minute drive. So you take a 40-minute drive, and then we had to wait another 2 hours for them to finish the pictures, and then they had to drive to the venue, and we're sitting there, and we're starving, and we're thinking, we should just go. Oh, my goodness. So I totally get it. I understand why people are getting restless. Brawls happen over food shortages, or if there's not free alcohol, or if there's no alcohol, or whatever the things are they're saying in this article. I guess this is common in India. I'm looking at a picture here. This poor guy, he looks all beat up. They see other people beat up too there. Oh, man. They don't mess around in India. You ever been to a wedding and something crazy happened, a fight, or they ran out of food and everyone's restless and they hate it? I feel like if I went to a wedding and I get shorted out of a meal afterwards, I'm taking our gift and I'm leaving. Like, fine. I guess you don't need that money we gave you. And what's the typical wedding gift anymore? I thought it was like $50 that you normally, if you're just like casual friends with them. I guess if it's different, if it's a, you know, someone really close to you or whatever. But yeah, I'm taking the money and I'm leaving. I've learned from my mistakes. Plus, now I add a kid to the equation. Yeah, good luck trying to entertain a kid who's hungry and has nothing to play with for, you know, 2.5 hours. Good luck with that. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America, KMOX. This has been such a long day for me, so I'm looking forward to going home and resting after something like this, but it was a worthwhile day. If you missed the holiday radio program, oh man, we're going to play some clips, at least some of my favorite parts of it later tonight, so a little after 2 o'clock, so about a half hour from now, you'll be able to get a little bit more of it. Kevin McLean just did such a wonderful job. I'm going to have to interview him just on his own play and how he thought everything went. I got another Kevin McLean, whole nother story. Maybe I can play some of that too. The thing with Kevin is sometimes he says, oh, that wasn't a good one, but I still like him. Kevin puts out some great whole nother stories. I got a sad story for you, actually. Here, let me load this up. I shouldn't have moved away on the screen. I had it here and I lost it. What did I do with it? It's actually a pretty sad story if you think about it. It's a follow-up from a story we did just a couple of days ago. So last week, 1 week ago, we did a story about Jason Mraz visiting some kids in the hospital. As they were here on tour, he went to the children's hospital and performed for just a couple of the kids there.
May you have the confidence to always do your best. May you take no effort into being generous. Sharing what you can, nothing more, nothing less. May you know the meaning of the word happiness. May you always lead from the beating in your chest. May you be treated like an esteemed guest. May you get to rest, may you catch your breath.
This 18-year-old was getting surgery in... was having a long battle with cystic fibrosis, and her name is Madison Taliaferro. Passed away this weekend, just days after Jason Mraz performed this song for her at the St. Louis Children's Hospital. Real sad.
Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, you got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you.
So this happened on December 9th. Jason Mraz stopped by a couple of different bedsides, including hers, while he was stopping here for a concert in St. Louis. And she was 12 when she received a double lung transplant, and her body just recently rejected those lungs. Oh, that is sad. People that have transplants, I bring him up every once in a while. I knew someone that had a kidney transplant and how serious a kidney transplant is. And it's kind of like a lung transplant. But you're on medication for the rest of your life to so your body doesn't reject those new kidneys or new lungs or things. And sometimes it doesn't take. 18 years old, way too young. Fighting it for pretty much all of her life, childhood and young adult life. And, you know, it's amazing how sometimes these things work out in timing-wise. You know, this could have happened earlier. It could have happened later, but you know how much that meant to her for someone to say, you know, I care enough. You know, you got a world known musician that while in town said, you know, I want to go do something nice for this girl and still was able to perform something like that just at the very end. I'm sure that meant a lot to the family too. Very special moment for them. A lot of hardship in that family. You can take all the good moments you can get. So our hearts go out to that family. Let me get to Doug real quick, who's calling in. Hey, Doug, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan. I was just telling Ben that I've got a great wedding story for you.
Oh, good. I want to hear it.
I was like 15 years old playing this gig, and it was actually, I knew these people, so friends of my brother and stuff. But the two families really didn't care for each other then.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
And this thing this thing wound up getting into a full-fledged brawl.
Ooh, whoa.
I mean, it was, you know, I heard the story you shared about the thing in India.
Yeah, the food runs out and everyone starts fighting because they're angry, sure.
Right. Well, this wasn't the case. The food didn't run out. These people just didn't like each other. And, I mean, it turned into a full-fledged brawl with chairs flying, pitchers of beer flying, even tables.
Oh,
and
wow.
The two biggest brawlers in the group were the priest and the nun.
No. So they were they weren't fighting each other. They were fighting off people?
They were fighting with people.
Oh, my goodness. They were not. So they weren't just breaking it off. They were getting some licks in?
Oh, they were getting some huge licks in, especially her. She was.
I guess this happens at funerals, too. If you have something, and I mean, think about some of the causes of death here in the city of St. Louis, and if it's gang related or if it's something that's violence related, and if you get other people showing up, man, that could cause some conflict. And yes, these things happen at funerals, which is really terrible. But
yeah,
weddings,
really
too. All right, so the families didn't, they hate each other so much, they couldn't put that aside for just one day. They couldn't do it.
It was really something. It was really intense. I mean, we, you know, at one point, we're like just packing up as fast as we can. We're getting the heck out of there. We're out of here, man. You know, we're just kids, you know. We're like, hey, I'm getting out of here.
So what song did you start performing? Like, would you do like Street Fighting Man by the Stones or something?
No. No, it wasn't anything like that. It was I can't remember the song we were playing at the time, but it was really intense. It was really funny to see that, and I've never forgotten that because these people, it's like, wow. You know, I've seen some crazy things at weddings, like I told you before, but
yeah.
Man, oh man, that was a huge fight.
Yeah, and you're thinking, I mean, don't grab the keyboard. Don't touch anything.
Fight over there, you know. But this also ties into what you said earlier about what prepared you for adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helped me out pretty good. So,
no kidding. You know. Doug, yeah, I'm impressed you listen for 4 hours or 5 hours every night. That's remarkable that you listen 4 hours.
Oh, I love it. I love the radio. I'm a big radio person. I like radio a lot. And in fact, when I watch TV, I just as soon watch Netflix and watch old episodes of Blue Bloods and NCIS and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't even watch TV news anymore. I stopped watching TV news about 10 years ago.
No.
And did myself a huge favor.
Yeah, I know. Well, that makes sense.
But yeah, getting prepared for adulthood was, music did a great thing for me with that because I started doing that, like I told you, I think I told you this, I started playing professionally in bars when I was 13.
Yeah. You know, sports does that for a lot of kids too. It gives them that structure,
sure.
And it's very good for a kid's development because
right.
You know, it teaches them how to listen, work hard, accomplish things, teamwork, things like that.
And
keeps them on the right track too because they're at least doing something productive as opposed to who knows what they could be getting themselves into.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, when I was a kid, you know, a teenager playing these places, I was playing there used to be a club at the airport called the NCO Club, Non-Commissioned Officers Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to play there every other Saturday night. And, you know, when I was going to high school, then I'd hear all these kids talk about, boy, I sure can't wait till I get old enough to go into a bar. I'm thinking, been there, done that. You know?
I know.
You know? Don't care for what you wish for. You know? Because it's not that big a deal, guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
But yeah, it's cool, man. I enjoy listening to your program. I listen to it every night, and I really enjoy it. And it's always fascinating to hear all the different people that call. And you got a great regular group of people that call in here all the time. And
like you.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, like me
Big Al. I wish there'd be more people to call in to argue when I try to do some of these political things, but I've been trying to do less political stories. It seems like people respond to those a little bit better. So I was always doing a mix, but I've been doing a mix of less political, and I don't know if that's been working out or not.
I think it works out pretty well because for those of us who really, you know, get tired of hearing it.
Oh, I bet. Get enough of it all day, every day, you know?
Yeah, it's a nice break from all that stuff. It's a great refreshing thing to end your night with something like this so you can actually sleep.
Yeah.
And not be stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
Going on, you know what I'm saying?
Nice and cozy for the rest of the night, Doug.
Tomorrow night we have our senior Christmas show, so I'll give you a call and let you know how that turns out.
Ooh, what songs are popular there?
Oh, we're doing all the standards, you know. We're doing all the standards. They're doing a sing-along set. They're doing, and then they're also doing, you know, I can't think of them off the top of my head, Winter Wonderland, stuff like that.
Perfect.
You know, all those standard Christmas things and standard hymns too, Silent Night and O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, perfect. Good.
Yeah. It'll be a nice show. We have our lady who turned 100 last February. She's going to play harmonica.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's good. She can actually do it. It's amazing.
Well, I look forward to hearing your recap of that, and I'm glad that you guys do that. I know that they really enjoy it. It sounds like you're doing a great service.
Well, they love it. You know, they really do. Music is a big thing for those folks.
Oh, yeah. All right, Doug, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Good talking to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow night, probably.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
This week's going by fast. Well, it's now the 18th, so Tuesday. Whew. The days, they go by, don't they? It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Overnight America and Ryan Recker continues on KMOX.
This is actually an older, whole nother story. I didn't have a chance to play this last week, but I talked to Kevin about this. He is so modest. He says, oh, this isn't really all that good. You're not missing anything. You shouldn't listen to it. He's always downplaying his whole nother stories, but it's one of my favorite segments that play here on KMOX. I wanted to play this one here because it talks about the clutter on his desk. Who else is cluttered anything around their desk? Oh, man, me too. It's unavoidable.
I've got a lot of things on my desk that suggest to management that I'm very busy and hardworking, but really, they are just empty props. Here's an old Rolodex from the 1990s, and it has, when you open the lid, there's dust on it, and a lot of the cards are no longer viable. Here's one. It's a House Democratic leader card for Dick Gephardt and his spokesman, Ed Rohde. Gephardt hasn't been on KMOX in over a decade, but I can't bring myself to throw away that card. Up on a little ledge over my desk, I have a stack of possible news stories that were once big, things that might deserve a follow-up on a slow news day. Here's one. As the demolition of Crestwood Plaza nears completion, city officials, it says, report the developer has not identified any potential tenants for the redevelopment project. Crestwood is one of those little city halls that doesn't like publicity. It's hard to get anybody there to call you back, and when you just show up, they're always out to lunch or in meetings, but I can't throw it away. Something might come of it later. I've got a lot of things in my top drawer here that need throwing out. There's a plastic badge marked Chief Sam Dotson. It's one of those plastic badges he'd give to kids at school so they would grow up to like the police. Mayor Crewson didn't like Dotson, so he stepped down when she took office, and the last I heard, he was working for Amtrak, but I can't throw away the chief's plastic badge. I've also got heavy-duty snow boots under my desk. Here they are. The rubber soles are deteriorating, and when I wear them and walk around the newsroom on a snowy day, little chunks of rubber tread trail behind me on the carpeting. I should just pitch them, but it could be a rough winter, so I'm keeping them here for emergencies. I've also got a color photograph on my desk of my wife and our four children. When they were younger, they're standing in front of our old house in Shrewsbury. I should update that with something more recent. Three of the four kids have moved out of the house, and we live in a different house now. But I have to admit, those were the best years of my life. Some things around the desk you just never want to get rid of. With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Oh, Kevin is so good. Everything he does is just so good. I'm always so jealous. Just a talented guy. He did a tremendous job tonight on the holiday radio show. It's just, what a great show. Judith calling in. Judith, were you able to listen?
Yes.
Oh, what'd you think?
I loved it, especially when Marie Kina did the Here Come the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. It's kind of a little sad because I have somebody who's in my family who is not that far as bad, but still going that direction. So it's a little sad there.
Yeah, and Kevin talked about that in one of his whole nother stories and also with one of his commentaries where he was, the reason he wrote this, and was talking about it was his father that was going through this and some of the little things he was doing towards the end of his life and, you know, the Alzheimer's kicking in and just losing the memory and you see them slipping. And he said, yeah, it sounds like a real serious topic to be making jokes about. But, you know, Judah, sometimes you have to laugh to stop yourself from crying, you know?
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the end, he did remember, and that's the same thing that happens here. It's the unexpected little, yes, they did remember things, but there's no loss of identity or anything yet.
Yeah. It's someone you know in the family, or is it a close friend?
No, it's in the family, someone in the family.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a very difficult thing to have to see someone you know turn into someone different, you know?
Right.
Because it's like... They won't recognize you, and then for those little brief moments they might, and depending too, it changes their personalities, and it's just, you know that the person you love is there, and you'll do anything for them, but at the same time, it's just agony knowing that the outside version of them is just, it's just different.
Right now, it's just the emotional change.
Yeah.
But I certainly enjoyed the baseball theme of it, and the whole thing, and your roar.
I got one line, and I made the most of it, and people laughed at it. That was good.
That's true. I wish I could have made it there, but I couldn't get it to where I could get there this year.
What did you think of Charlie doing the Budweiser song?
I liked it.
Can I make a confession, Judith? I've never heard that song before.
Never?
No, I don't even know what it is. I'm going to have to ask someone. I'll have to ask Kevin about it.
Yeah. You should.
What? So is it something they played at Cardinals games?
Yeah.
Never heard it before. Do they still play it?
I guess.
I've never heard, even the games I've went to, maybe it just went over my head and I never paid attention.
No, I've heard it.
Yeah.
A lot of times. And all the reminiscences of all the past people at the station.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to replay that song. If you, at the start of the show, Clint Hosse did the awesome KMOX song. We're going to play that coming up in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that and a couple of the, who was it? Can't think of it. The guy who's no longer there, he did a wonderful Johnny Cash imitation one year.
Oh, I don't know.
The gentleman is retired. I'm blocking on him.
Oh, well, he's the former sports director.
Yeah.
I just met him for the first time tonight.
Yeah.
Jacoby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron Jacober.
Right. Jacober, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just met him for the first time tonight. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Judith.
Who is the other one? Oh, the guy that ran around, you wouldn't have met him. Jack Carney.
Oh,
John
yeah.
Carney.
Mm-hmm.
Who ran around, I think he ran around in the all together in a bubble suit on one of those. I did not see that.
Oh, that'd be something to see. All right, Judith, good to hear you. Have a great night.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Oh, it's good hearing from Judith. Yeah, of course the Cardinals theme would interest her. Cardinals theme interests a lot of different people, yeah. So how about we'll do that? I'm going to play some of my favorite moments from the Holiday Radio Show coming up. Actually, I got two. So a Holiday Radio song from Clint Hosse. Oh, is this great. And one of my favorite scenes is when the kids were going to Harry Hamm, who's playing the priest, and they're giving their confessions. Oh, was that funny? And we'll get some more of your reactions coming up, too, on Overnight America, KMOX.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.